8:47, This Morning Society with Jane Lee. Good morning to
you.
Good
morning, Alex.
And I said before we'd be talking about jobs. I mean, young people do struggle to find good jobs particularly. And that's a worldwide issue. But when the balance between youth unemployment and other forms of unemployment, where you find that big gap like we do here in Seoul, it's going to raise attention. Ironically, young workers with entry-level jobs are quitting, though, within a year because of the gap between their expectations and reality. And that's part of the problem, isn't it, when I talk about quality jobs?
Yes. So as you mentioned, Korea's youth employment issue cannot be overlooked. And although we see a high number of jobless youth, young workers tend to leave their first jobs within a year due to disappointment and the wide gap between their expectations and the reality. So let me break it down with some statistics. The country's overall jobless rate stood at 4.5% in March, reaching the highest level for the month in 17 years, and the figure for those between 15 and 29 was 11.6% in March, compared with 11.3% in a year earlier. The number of people who were unable to secure jobs for over 6 months exceeded 150,000 in the first 3 months of this year, and that is the highest figure in 18 years. It took an average of almost 11.6 months for those just graduated from universities to get jobs. But 62% of rookies quit their first jobs within the first 14 months after taking on their jobs on the average, according to the survey by Statistics Korea last July. And around half of the respondents cited low wage and dissatisfactions with working conditions such as working hours.
Well, let's talk a bit more about the working conditions. I guess when they're being told they're going to work a certain period of time and then the rules change while they're on the job, that's not going to be much fun, is it? But what else did we learn from the survey?
So according to a separate survey by Korea Employment Information Service called Graduates Occupational Mobility Survey, released more recently last week, examines the satisfaction level of the first job after university from scale of 1 to 5, 1 the lowest. The lowest satisfaction level turned out to be personnel system at 3.1, followed by wage issue at 3.17, welfare system 3.26, education and training issue 3.32, and individuals development issue 3.33. And on the other hand, the most satisfying sectors were the working environment and the relationships among workers, which turned out to be slightly higher than 3.95. So if we take a look at it by gender now, the satisfaction level of male for their first job was generally higher than female, with the figure for men standing at 24% and 21% for female workers. And by type of schools, the satisfaction level of graduates from education college was far higher than other types of regular graduates. And lastly, in terms of different majors, education majors showed significantly higher points at 3.9 plus in terms of the level of satisfaction due to employment stability and aptitude.
So the best or the most satisfying job was in teaching, at least based on the survey that you've just brought to our attention.
So, I mean, it is true that teaching is a well-paid profession and a promising job that guarantees stability. The competition rate varies by region, subject, and grade, but the overall competition rate is quite high. And by taking a look at 2018 secondary school teacher exam receipt situation, 59,065 applicants submitted the application, and only a total of 6,591 teachers were passed, which made the average competition rate of 8.921. By region, Seoul being the highest, 10.7, and Gangwon Province and Sejong City followed at 9.87 and 9.43, respectively.
And you've taken a look, haven't you, at the online response to this result, which kind of provides a survey on the survey, and what netizens had to say in the comments section. Can you just share with us some of the feelings you got there.
Sure. excuse me. While there were some optimistic comments saying there's nothing impossible for a young generation, and quote, a pain is a blessing to the youth, but there are pessimistic and negative comments saying, quote, dirt spoon ends up as dirt spoon and the gap between dirt and silver spoon is unreachable, and quote, people from above blocks my career and who's going to help. These comments imply that people feel the reality is unfair and feel unhappy about personal management at work, but there are others who pointed out that, quote, the youth nowadays are picky and ungrateful for what they have, and they take things for granted and don't know the value of things they already have.
Well, one can certainly see both sides of that argument, but when you spend your youth studying all hours of the day and being kind of starved a little bit of the natural childhood that so many of us took for granted, you can understand why they would be picky.
Of course.
You think you've invested that time and parents' money into education. But despite all those comments, to narrow the gap between the ideal and the reality does still seem to be a pressing issue. Maybe there has to be a change in attitude, in culture, in company management. What factors are considered, though, as a good working environment at a good company?
Well, excuse me, improving work-life balance can be definitely be a solution, according to another survey by Fortune and Great Place to Work that came out last year. The 25 top-ranking companies in this survey were found to constantly invest in a healthy business culture and made efforts to introduce forward-looking policies. This led to their employees feeling much pride for their companies and also feeling close to their co-workers, resulting in even more improvement in work culture. The younger generation may have higher expectations towards what a job can offer, how much satisfaction they can get out of it, and the quality of life. However, we also have to note that there are many companies out there that value their employees in good terms. After all, employees want jobs and companies that care for them. Needless to say, those companies which provide their employees with benefits and an environment where they can build their self-esteem, self-development, motivation, and long-term investment in them will have the most beneficial outcome.
And Jane, that can probably be summarized by just saying they need to offer a future. It's not just about what they're being paid today, but you can accept getting a little less money today if there's the promise not only of money in the future, but of career progression, personal development. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Alex.
Good to have you here with a positive message.